beautiful Hudson Valley.
And we are in line with Caroline Borman. She's communications director for the American Red Cross for Northeastern New York. And as we mentioned before, the Red Cross is looking for volunteers, and we would like Caroline to tell us a little bit more about this need of the Red Cross. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So why can you explain a little bit more what type of volunteers you are looking for?
Well, we're looking for anyone who is able to give some time over the next 2 to 4 weeks. We want people who are over the age of 18 years old. They need to be able to lift at least 35 pounds. They need to have a driver's license and can travel throughout eastern New York. And we need them to do a background check, which the Red Cross pays the fee for.
What are the kinds of needs that the people have at this point now that the Irene tropical storm is gone?
Right now, we're really involved with disaster assessment throughout the capital region, and we are opening shelters, consolidating shelters as need be. We're doing bulk distribution of goods, food, water, clothing, cleanup kits for homes. We need people to answer the phones. We need people to do pretty much everything.
What is the situation with the people damaged by the flood right now, by the Irene? Can you give us a little bit of what is going on today, Thursday, with the damaged people?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, what is the situation right now with everyone who has been damaged by the storm? How have the help arrived?
There's still a lot of people that are displaced and are looking for help. I'm in Middleburg right now today, and you just see the devastation everywhere. You see people's entire front lawns are filled with their furniture, their rugs are hanging outside, power lines are down, there's bulldozers and dump trucks all over the place. It's really intense.
How do you see the response that the FEMA and the authorities in the different local areas have been given to the people who are suffering from the storm?
FEMA and the authorities are trying to do their best to get information out to people. They've got emergency response vehicles. The county emergency response people are on site. And we're doing our best to help people with mental health services as well. A lot of people are very upset. The loss of their homes, pets. Some people can't find the relatives. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of devastation here. It's very upsetting to see, and it's going to go on for weeks for a lot of people.
Do we have some casualties here in the valley that you can report?
Do I have volunteer presence?
No casualties. Some people have...
I'm only aware of one casualty. Beyond that, I haven't heard of anything. So we've been pretty lucky in that sense. We did, get the word out and tell people to be prepared and to get out of harm's way.
So most of the damage is property damage. People cannot get back to their homes, and that kind of damage, that's what we are mostly concerned about nowadays?
Yeah, and for some people, they're not going to be able to return to their home. So it's how to help those people to relocate and start life back over again.
Caroline, for the people who want to apply to become a volunteer and they need to do this fast track training workshop, one of them is today at 5:30 in Poughkeepsie. What they should expect from this workshop? What are they being taught there?
It's a 4-hour fast track course. It's going to teach people basic skills to do damage assessment and to help with sheltering and bulk distribution of goods.
Well, Is the assessment of the area complete or still cruising?
No, it'll be ongoing for weeks.
And I know that you are about to go to a press conference right now. Where is this press conference? What are you going to talk about?
I'm going to tour Middleburg with Senator Gillibrand and Congressman Paul Tonto to look at the damage here.
For the people who are still there hurting, what is the message that you want to convey to them?
We want to convey that we're doing our best to help as many people as we possibly can, and we need more volunteers to do that. We need people to donate money so we can support our operations, and we need people to donate blood because during the hurricane, a lot of blood drives were canceled.
And where can they do that?
They can do that at their local Red Cross chapter. They can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find out how to donate money or blood. They can visit the website, www.redcross.org, and they'll be all set. So I've got to go, you guys. I really appreciate the time today.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was Caroline Borman, Communications Director for the American Red Cross in Northeastern New York, talking about the need for volunteers in the area. And you